Opening this weekend at Stage Left Theater is Bear, a pop opera. It opens this Friday, runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday through June 16th. Directing it is Troy Nickerson. Troy, let's turn everything on its head, and we'll get into details later. Let's start with conclusions. Troy Nickerson, interesting theater, different theater companies in town, the wide range of what the theatrical experience is. Tell me just a little bit of stuff about your life and the projects you look for and the range of things that you're able to do in your career at this point.
Well, you know, I've done a pretty vast array of things. I try and look for things that scare me a little bit. You know, there's certain things that are kind of goals of mine, like to do shows like Equus, Streetcar Named Desire. For a long time, I was known mainly for musical theater. So I've been trying to do some more plays. And so I've been doing that a lot lately. I just finished a run of Mary Poppins. And so after that, I kind of felt like I needed something maybe a little more intense after the Poppins experience. So it was fun to kind of dig my feet into Bear a little bit after that.
And so we have Bear, a pop opera, and just from the subtitle, we get some sense of it, or do we? Is a pop opera a description or an irony or something else?
I think it's a description. It kind of crosses, you know, between a pop opera and a bit of a rock opera. Bear is, you know, more of being exposing yourself, being bear rather than, you know, the large animal bear.
Yeah, we can't spell on that very
yes,
well on the radio.
Yeah.
And so, what's the essence of this story?
Well, the essence is basically it's a group of high school students in a Catholic school, and it kind of just deals with just the normal things that happen to young people in high school. You know, just a lot of different things, body issues, just bullying teenagers, and just what they go through in life, wanting to be seen, wanting to be heard. But kind of the main through line are two of the characters of Jason and Peter who fall in love in high school and are dealing with their sexuality and what it means to be in a Catholic high school and dealing with that and dealing with what their parents, telling their parents and all the struggles that go along with that. And I think it's easy to think in today's world that might not be an important topic because we feel like in some ways we've come a long way in acceptance. But I think recently we may have taken a few steps back. And I think that what's happening in the world today, this story resonated with me being a gay man that was also grew up in Catholic school and, you know, dealing with coming out at a much earlier time, of course. But I think this story needs to be told now more than ever of these young kids that are in school and they have to deal with the fact of coming out and the church not necessarily supporting them or turning their backs on them or not understanding them and what can happen from that, what the repercussions of young people not be supported, not being supported and by their church, by their faith, by their God, by their families.
And so I think let's let music tell the story. We have the song Best Kept Secret, appropriately enough, Scott Miller as Jason and Brady Magruder as Peter.
I know this world can have a place for us if we can try to find a way to trust that time will be kind. In a fantasy I dream awake, but reality is give and take. You take what you can, you give time a chance. We have to wait until the world is fast asleep. I'll wipe away the doubt and show you why we keep the best kept secret, the best kept secret of all.
All I ever want is there in your eyes. They tell me I'm alright and I realize I always knew. We whisper words when we're alone at night. I want to hear them in the morning light. and with love on our side, maybe we'd be alright. Beneath a million stars, there's no need to pretend. I look around tonight and wonder why we can't end the best kept secret.
It's best kept secret. Didn't you see how no one in there cared? 1,000 people saw us dancing there. You have to give the world a chance.
A chance to what? To see how deep the world can cut. This is all a fantasy. Then we go back to school. Just think it through.
I think it through and then you shut me out. You're such a coward.
And you're a fool. You know we can't go on forever this way.
All this forever, can't you live for today?
We have to grow up. There's so much more to love.
It's best kept secret.
The best kept secret. The best kept secret. I love you, Jason.
From Bear, that was Best Kept Secret, sung for us by Scott Miller as Jason and Brady Magruder as Peter. And so let's and keep you in the conversation, and then back to Troy Nickerson too. Talk a little bit more about your characters throughout the play, and what you face, and maybe how you overcome, at least up to the point of spoiler alerts. Yeah.
So I guess I'll start.
This is Brady.
Hi. I play the role of Peter Simmons, and basically his main conflict throughout the story is his sexuality and his coming out and trying to be honest with himself and his relationship and the world around him. And from the beginning of the show, you start to see his relationship with Jason that they hide in secret, and how difficult that's starting to be for Peter, being a senior in high school about to move on, and how he's starting to really want more from life. And from somebody who hasn't ever really gotten that, it's a really, really difficult and challenging process to try and achieve what you really, really want.
And so, Jason, are you similarly conflicted, or are you more settled in who you are?
I would say Jason is just as conflicted. He's the campus golden boy. Everything works out, you know, the first time for him, every single time. He wears many hats. He has many faces. He's trying to live up to his family's legacy and standards. That comes with a lot of pressures. He gets into Notre Dame with the expectation of literally following in his family's footsteps. Through that journey, you know, he ends up falling in love with Peter, which totally is unexpected. You know, he wants his white picket fence, a dog, a house, you know, two kids. And then later on through the show, you start to see some confusion start to surface, and you add another counterpart in there, and he ends up kind of just overwhelmed and underwhelmed by the fact that he does have love for Peter. He has love for his God, and then there's this dream that he's supposed to live up to and have. And through that, you slowly see Jason come to a realization of his true identity and what that really is going to mean for him. And it's pretty overwhelming for him, and it becomes kind of a harsh reality.
Yeah, Scott Miller as Jason. Let's bring Abby Crawford in here. We'll trade you out for Abby here on the microphone, because then we have Peter's mother involved. And so, Abby Crawford, talk about being Claire.
Claire, she, I think, is a really great representation of what a number of parents may deal with in this day and age, and actually have over the years. You always hope for the best for your child and for the safety of your child. And as we know, most children who identify LGBTQ+, they don't feel safe. And so I think what you see through this is her upset because she doesn't know how to deal with it. And then how she learns through that, because Peter being very brave and talking to her, I think, gives her a moment of pause and thinks, well, I should be there for him. I'm his mother. He's my son. That kind of thing. And she's an interesting character. I really didn't like her all that much at first, and dug into her a little bit more. And I think she's a good mom at some point.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Claire really does represent that parent. I know, like with my father, this has been, you know, a long time ago, but when I came out, there's that fear more of not necessarily of them being gay as the fear of, my dad was worried I wouldn't have any friends. Mm. My dad was worried that I wouldn't have any community, you know. And then years later when he just, you know, found I had this lovely community and lovely friendships, and he became such a big part of that. I think Claire has that fear, but I also think she's incredibly loving, and I think she's very likable, and I have no doubt in my mind that Claire ends up loving her son very much and being a very big part of his life in the future. That's for me. I
think so too. We were just talking about that last night. I think so too.
No, this is from Bear, a pop opera which opens this Friday at Stage Left. Feels like a perfect time to go into these two songs. First, a duet between Claire and her son Peter, and then Claire will be left behind to comment about it a little bit with Warning. So once again, back to the singing.
Hello?
Mother, I need to talk to you.
Peter, honey, I was just going to call you.
Just a lonely bridge to cross.
Gone a week and I miss you already.
I'm just gonna spit it out.
How are rehearsals going?
You probably guessed it years ago. Still, it's kind of hard to say.
Peter, we are so excited about the play.
Something that I've spent so long not saying.
I called your father, he swore he'd
Sometimes be there. Sometimes it's on the tip of my tongue, but only spoken aloud, alone. While I'm praying.
I'd like to tape it, but honestly, Peter, I'm not going to be one of those parents.
All I ask is an open mind.
Peter, perhaps this isn't the best time.
It's such a lonely bridge to cross.
I'm taking Nana to lunch.
I've searched for answers on my own.
She's so proud of you, Peter.
And find that I'm completely lost. Mom, don't say anything else. Just listen. God, I don't know where to start. I can't even get the words out. It's like they're all jumbled together. Mom, I love you. And
Berkeley took their wait list. When they called, I almost died. Would you really go to Berkeley? I didn't know that you'd applied.
Mom, please listen to me.
Where did Notre Dame go? I didn't know that you withdrew. People will be disappointed. Have you really thought this through?
Mom, this is important. Mom, you need to listen. Please don't shut me out here. Mom, you need to see me.
Peter, please, I'm so busy here. Let me call you later, dear.
God, this is so hard to say. I'm so afraid you'll turn away. Mom,
Peter, please, I need a break. Whatever it is, it'd have to wait. I'm going to hang up now. I really need to hang up now.
Don't hang up, this took such courage. I'm dying here, I'm all alone. I know you know what I'm saying. Just let me tell you, Mom, I'm...
Peter, please, I can't solve all your problems.
Mother, you know nothing of them, and I'm not expecting you to find solutions. Just to be my mom and my friend, see me.
I assure you, I am in no state of mind to discuss anything
I've
right now.
I've been waiting to tell you this since I was 12.
I have to go.
You don't want to hear it. You don't want to see me, can't bear to see me.
Peter, you tend to dramatize.
There's a reason for that, Mother. Open your
Peter,
eyes.
Peter, please, I have to go now. I I really need to go right now. I'll call you.
But Mom, when are you going to call?
Soon. This week. This weekend.
We can work this out together.
Maybe by then you'll have whatever this is worked
this
out.
This is always on my mind.
I have so much on my mind.
Please don't hang up.
I have to go. Well, there it is, Claire, it is as you feared. All those years of wonder, their closure draws near. A quiet kind of distance, a word I could not touch. Did I ever know my son at all? Well, now I know too much. And where was the warning? How can this be? I guess there are some things we don't want to see. And where was the warning to know this was coming? This news I find numbing. Where was the warning? Where was the warning? And what if I liked the song I heard before? The one I sang when my boy was born. All the dreams I had for him, they fade away. Lost in words I could not say. I wish that I could hold him. God, he's all alone and scared. I should be there for him. I love him so, but I am unprepared. And where was the warning? His father will die. And how do I tell him he can't see me cry? And where was the warning? Don't tell anyone. I won't want their pity. I just want my son. It's happened. It's happened. And life is so strange. Just one little word, and the whole world has changed. Could this really be my child? My firstborn, my child. Who lay in his cradle, so tender and mild.
Warning, sung by Abby Crawford. Prior to that, it was the duet between she as the mother and her son, Peter, Brady Magruder, singing that duet, See Me. And that's a sense, I think it's a wonderful sense of this work that's opening, Bear, a pop opera, opening this Friday at Stage Left Theater and running through June 16th, Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday, 2, the usual times. And so briefly, Troy, beyond the wonderful exposition we've gotten of these three characters in this issue, what's another thing or two or aspect about this work of art?
Well, it's... One of the things when I've discovered this musical between 7 and 10 years ago, and one of the things that drew me to it as well was that whenever I would talk to young people in the community about what show they would like to do, the name Bear kept coming up over and over. So that was one of the reasons I think it's so exciting and so important to find works for young people. And this cast is absolutely filled with some of the most amazing young talent that you will hear. I have not worked with over half of this cast ever. Some of them I've never even seen before on stage. Some of them have never done shows before. So to see these young people and their passion telling a story that they care about has been really such a beautiful experience for me. I think it's been a lovely experience for all of them. It's they really care about the show. And it really just deals with what it is to be human and care about people. And I'm just very excited to share it with everybody this weekend.
Heartening, isn't it?
It is. It is, yeah. Right now especially.
Yeah. Thank you. Troy Nickerson, who's directing this show, Abby Crawford, Scott Miller, and Brady Magruder. What a treat to get this preview.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Bear opening this weekend.